Here, Wu Zhen has integrated painting and calligraphy into one extraordinary composition. On the left, a tree with dense hanging foliage arches from a riverbank. In the near distance, a deftly painted fisherman oars his boat across the blank page. On the right, the energetically brushed inscription balances the tree visually. The freedom of the calligraphic lines mirrors the simple, direct painting of the landscape, boat, and fisherman. Merging poem and painting in the same compositional space, Wu Zhen emphasizes the expressive equivalency of pictorial and calligraphic forms. This verse reads, Hong Ye Cun Xi Xi Ying Yu Huang Lu Tan Pan Yue Hen Chu Qing Bo Zhao Quan Gui Yu Gui Qi Yu Gan Bu Diao Yu. Red leaves west of the village reflect evening rays. Yellow reeds on a sandy bank cast early moon shadows. Lightly stirring his oar, thinking of returning home, he puts aside his fishing pole and will catch no more. Wu Zhen lived through the latter days of the Yuan dynasty, which had been founded by Mongol invaders. As the Mongols' centralized rule disintegrated, rebellion became widespread and the country devolved into chaos. Chinese culture at this time idealized fishermen and woodgatherers who lived off the land, far from the dusty world of politics, as it was known. Though celebrated for his painting, Wu chose to live humbly as a recluse, and so identified with this fisherman.